Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a volatile day today on this USDA report day. So a lot of sparks were flying. We've also got the end of the month of June today, and then the end of the second quarter. Tomorrow will be the first day of the third quarter. So that had an impact on maybe some fund positioning here. But the bigger thing today was the USDA report, and that was the focus. We'll talk about that in the second segment. But contracts across the board, wheat, corn, and beans, sharply higher today. And despite some outside markets, such as the U.S. dollar being 72 higher, didn't really have much of an impact. Corn were 20 to 30 cents higher. The front end was the 30 cents higher up the limit. September at 422, December 431 and a half. So really strong closes there. Beans were the leader today, up 50 plus cents. November beans up 55 and a quarter at 1037 and a quarter. They rallied into the close, so that was a really strong day for them. And then wheat futures also stronger, up 30 or 33 cents or so in the Chicago wheat. December Kansas City up 28 and a half at 628 even. So across the board, really strong rallies here, mostly due to the fact that there were some hedge funds caught short the wheat and the corn. Of course, they're already long beans.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The first report, actually, before the USDA report this morning, was the Canada acres report. It was bearish for their canola and then bullish for wheat. Wheat acres were above estimates at 24.1 million acres. But that was kind of small compared to the 11 a.m. Quarterly grain stocks. That report said that as of June 1st, wheat, we had 753 million bushels of wheat. The average guess was 718, so we were quite a bit bigger than expected. Corn and beans were both lower than expected. Corn was 4.447 billion bushels. We were expecting 4.555. Soybeans were 625 million bushels. We were expecting 670. So those corn and beans were both bullish. That was kind of the driver and the reason why they were so much higher. But we also had acreage. Corn was less than expected at 88.89 million acres. We were expecting 89.28. Soybeans less than expected, 85.13 million acres. We're expecting 85.17. Wheat was a little bit higher at 56.07. We're expecting 55.86. So sum it up, corn and beans were bullish, and that was why they were extremely stout today. And that led the wheat higher as well.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, in June live cattle down 182 at 147.85. August down 180 at 148.07. August feeder cattle 435 lower at 214.72. September down 450 at 213.40. July lean hogs up 195 at 76.20. August up 260 at 74.37. July Kansas City wheat up 21 and three quarters at 593 and a quarter, with it December up 27.75 at 628. July Chicago wheat 34.25 higher at 614.75. July corn up 30.75 at 414. December up 29.25 at 431.5. July soybeans up 53.75 at 1056.25. November up 57.25 at 1037.25. July cotton 71 higher at 67.51. December up 68 at 67.91. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.